Welcome to September 27th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate the little things that comfort the body and soul.
When was the last time you fell in love with coffee? Is your morning routine just a little too routine? At David's Roasting, they're fanatical about the beans because no matter how you brew it, coffee won't rock your world if it's not freshly roasted. Visit davidsroasting.com to try their award-winning blends, roasted to order and shipped to your door. Because everyone deserves to fall in love with coffee this fresh. davidsroasting.com, boutique coffee without all the hype. Scarves are a wonderful way to brighten up the gloom of fall and winter as they cozy up our necks and keep us warm. The first scarves depicted in fashion are found in ancient Egypt, where Queen Nefertiti wore a tightly woven scarf beneath her conical headdress. Military ranks were often marked with scarves of varying value, from expensive silk to lowly cotton. But our love for scarves as a fashion statement can be traced to the House of Hermès in the 19th century. Making use of the beautiful patterned fabrics from China and India, Hermès designed the first ready-to-wear graphic silk scarf in 1837. When it caught the eye of Queen Victoria and became a part of her iconic look, scarves were quickly embraced in Europe and America as the essence of chic. On National Scarf Day, enjoy the big impact of a small strip of fabric.
While hot chocolate has been around in one form or another for thousands of years, it's believed that chocolate milk came from 17th century Jamaica. Sir Hans Sloane, an Irish botanist, was given a post here to serve an English duke. While mixing with the locals, he discovered a drink made of cocoa and water that he described as nauseating. By substituting milk for the water, he created a much smoother concoction that he later brought to the apothecaries in Europe, where it was used as a medicine. And while chocolate milk may not be considered a health food on National Chocolate Milk Day, we remind you that some foods feed your body, while others feed your soul.
Gag, I can't drink chocolate milk.
What is wrong with
You're
you?
You're disturbed.
No, I knew I would take flack for that. All right, it's National Drink Beer Day tomorrow. We can all agree on that,
we
right?
We can, yes.
Okay, I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.